Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to excel in IELTS speaking, describing an eco-friendly product you use. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I understand the importance of being well-prepared for the speaking test, especially when it comes to describing eco-friendly products. This topic has become increasingly relevant in recent years and is likely to appear in future IELTS exams. In this article, we'll explore how to effectively answer questions about eco-friendly products, providing sample answers and detailed analysis to help you achieve a high band score. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you general questions about eco-friendly products. Here are some common questions you might encounter. Do you use any eco-friendly products? Why do you think it's important to use eco-friendly products? Are eco-friendly products popular in your country? Let's focus on the first question and provide a sample answer. Question: Do you use any eco-friendly products? Sample answer: Yes, I do use several eco-friendly products in my daily life. One that I particularly appreciate is a reusable water bottle made from sustainable bamboo. It's not only durable and practical, but it also helps me reduce my plastic waste significantly. I find it convenient to carry around, and it serves as a constant reminder of my commitment to environmental conservation. Analysis. This answer demonstrates a good range of vocabulary related to eco-friendly products and environmental issues. The use of words like sustainable, durable, and reduce plastic waste shows the candidate's familiarity with the topic. The response is also well-structured and provides a specific example, which is crucial for achieving a higher band score. Part 2. Long-term cue card. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some prompts. Here's a sample cue card related to eco-friendly products. Describe an eco-friendly product you use. You should say what the product is, how long you have been using it, why you chose this product, and explain how this product helps the environment. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to talk about an eco-friendly product that I've been using for about 2 years now. A set of beeswax food wraps. These are essentially reusable food covers made from cotton fabric infused with beeswax, jojoba oil, and tree resin. I stumbled upon these wraps while searching for alternatives to plastic cling film. What caught my attention was their versatility and natural composition. They can be used to wrap various foods, from sandwiches to cheese, and even cover bowls. The main reason I chose this product was to reduce my plastic consumption. I was becoming increasingly aware of the environmental impact of single-use plastics, especially in food storage. These beeswax wraps offered a sustainable solution that aligned with my desire to lead a more eco-conscious lifestyle. In terms of environmental benefits, these wraps are significantly reducing my plastic waste. Unlike plastic wrap that's used once and discarded, these can be washed and reused for up to a year. They're also biodegradable, so when they do reach the end of their life, they won't contribute to landfill waste or pollute our oceans. Moreover, the production of these wraps has a lower carbon footprint compared to plastic alternatives. The materials used are natural and renewable, and the manufacturing process is less energy intensive than that of plastic wraps. Using these wraps has really opened my eyes to how small changes in our daily habits can have a substantial positive impact on the environment. It's not just about the product itself, but also about the mindset shift it represents, moving away from a throwaway culture towards more sustainable consumption patterns. Analysis. This response effectively addresses all the points in the cue card while demonstrating a wide range of vocabulary related to eco-friendly products and environmental issues. The speaker provides specific details about the product, explains their reasons for choosing it, and elaborates on its environmental benefits. The use of phrases like reduce plastic consumption, sustainable solution, and biodegradable showcases the candidate's knowledge of environmental topics. The conclusion also shows critical thinking by relating the product to broader environmental issues. Follow-up questions. How has using this product changed your perspective on eco-friendly living? Do you think more people should adopt such eco-friendly alternatives? Why or why not? Sample answer, band 8-9 for question 1. Using beeswax food wraps has profoundly impacted my perspective on eco-friendly living. It's been a real eye-opener, showing me that sustainable alternatives often exist for everyday products. We just need to seek them out. This experience has motivated me to scrutinize other aspects of my lifestyle and look for more eco-friendly options. Moreover, it's made me more conscious of the cumulative impact of our daily choices. While using a beeswax wrap might seem like a small action, when multiplied across many households and over time, it can lead to a significant reduction in plastic waste. This realization has empowered me to make more environmentally conscious decisions in other areas of my life, from my shopping habits to my energy consumption. Lastly, it's reinforced the idea that living sustainably doesn't have to mean sacrificing convenience or quality. In fact, I've found these wraps to be more effective and pleasant to use than plastic alternatives. This has challenged my preconceptions about eco-friendly products being less practical or efficient, encouraging me to be more open-minded about trying other sustainable options. Analysis. This answer demonstrates a high level of critical thinking and reflection. It goes beyond simply describing the product to discuss how it has influenced the speaker's overall approach to sustainable living. The use of phrases like cumulative impact, environmentally conscious decisions, and challenged my preconceptions shows a sophisticated understanding of environmental issues and personal responsibility. Part 3, two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here's an example. Examiner, do you think governments should do more to promote the use of eco-friendly products? Sample answer, band 8-9. Absolutely. I believe governments have a crucial role to play in promoting eco-friendly products. Their involvement can be multifaceted and far-reaching. Firstly, governments can implement policies that incentivize the production and use of eco-friendly products. This could include tax breaks for companies developing sustainable alternatives or subsidies for consumers purchasing these products. Such measures could help bridge the price gap between conventional and eco-friendly options, making the latter more accessible to a wider population. Secondly, governments can enforce stricter regulations on harmful products. For instance, they could phase out single-use plastics or impose higher taxes on products with significant environmental impacts. This would create a more level playing field for eco-friendly alternatives and encourage innovation in sustainable product development. Education is another key area where governments can make a difference. By incorporating environmental awareness into school curricula and launching public information campaigns, they can help foster a culture of sustainability from an early age. This could lead to more informed consumers who prioritize eco-friendly products. Furthermore, governments can lead by example by prioritizing eco-friendly products in their own operations. This not only reduces the environmental impact of government activities, but also sends a powerful message to businesses and the public about the importance of sustainable choices. However, it's important to note that government action should be balanced with other considerations, such as economic impact and consumer choice. The transition to eco-friendly alternatives should be managed carefully to avoid unintended negative consequences. In conclusion, while individual choices are important, government action can create systemic change on a much larger scale, making it an essential component in the promotion of eco-friendly products and sustainable living practices. Analysis. This response demonstrates a sophisticated understanding of the role of government in promoting eco-friendly products. It provides multiple, well-reasoned arguments and shows awareness of potential challenges. The use of phrases like incentivize, phase out, foster a culture of sustainability, and create systemic change showcases a high level of vocabulary and understanding of environmental policy concepts. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high band score in IELTS speaking, it's crucial to use a range of sophisticated vocabulary and phrases. Here are some key terms related to eco-friendly products. Sustainable, stainable, adjective, able to be maintained at a certain rate or level without depleting natural resources. Example, I prefer to buy sustainable products to reduce my environmental impact. Biodegradable, biodegradable, adjective, capable of being decomposed by bacteria or other living organisms. Example, these eco-friendly bags are fully biodegradable and won't contribute to plastic pollution. Carbon footprint. Footprint. Noun. The amount of carbon dioxide and other carbon compounds emitted due to the consumption of fossil fuels by a particular person, group, etc. Example. By using public transport, I'm trying to reduce my carbon footprint. Renewable, mole, adjective, a resource that is not depleted when used, such as wind or solar power. Example, the company is investing heavily in renewable energy sources. Eco-conscious, eco-conscious, adjective, aware and concerned about the environment. Example, as an eco-conscious consumer, I always look for products with minimal packaging. Sustainability, sainte, noun, the ability to maintain or support a process continuously over time. Example, sustainability is a key factor in my purchasing decisions. Tips from an IELTS examiner. As an IELTS examiner, I recommend the following strategies to excel in the speaking test. Practice regularly. Familiarize yourself with eco-friendly topics by reading articles and watching documentaries. Use specific examples. When describing products or experiences, provide detailed information to support your points. Develop your ideas. Don't just give short answers. Explain your thoughts and opinions in depth. Use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate topic-specific terms and more advanced vocabulary to showcase your language skills. Stay up to date. Keep informed about current environmental issues and eco-friendly innovations to discuss them confidently. Work on pronunciation. Practice pronouncing key terms related to environmental topics correctly. Be honest. If you're not familiar with a particular eco-friendly product, it's okay to say so and then discuss a related topic you do know about. By following these tips and using the sample answers as inspiration, you'll be well prepared to discuss eco-friendly products and other environmental topics in your IELTS speaking test. Remember, the key is to demonstrate your English language skills while showing thoughtful engagement with the topic. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.